Yeah, so for the last 4 years, they've given $600,000 to local education technology projects through this particular program. There's been other grants that have supported education in different ways, as well as other grants that have gone to different kinds of groups in support of the Mercer County Better Together action plan that was developed through this large community process several years ago, identifying the priorities of people from the county, right? Because we have to respect what Dorothy and Roberta wanted, but we want to carry that out in a way that shows that moves forward things that people who live there now find important. So education, bringing technology opportunities and making sure Mercer County students have a great education is a big priority for us.
And I think that the initial gift, and if I'm remembering correctly, it was like $6 million or something like that, what the estate was for the foundation. And I think 2013 was when the start date was. So the impact has been pretty impressive since 2013. And you spoke to the education component. I know, there's economic development component of it. I think parks and recreation, cultural stuff. I
Yeah,
mean,
culture in general. Yes, that's right.
so what about the impact so far? What do you think so far since 2013? I guess the better question is, what do you think the sisters would probably think about all this?
Well, I'll answer your first question first. And yes, the initial gift from the sisters was somewhere around $6 or $7 million. I don't have that figure in front of me. But since that time, the foundation has granted over $2 million. And because of investment and focusing on the long term, the foundation's assets are as much or greater as the initial gift. So this is going to be permanent support for causes in Mercer County. And when I think about what the sisters would think, I never had the benefit of knowing them. I know that many people who are listening to this may have known them or their family. And I have to hope that they would be very pleased to think of every individual student being helped, every individual person using those parks, everyone who has participated in crafting the goals of the county, and know that that's going to go on forever, that this benefit will go on forever. And I have to imagine they'd be very pleased.
Yeah, so the sustaining part is the big thing. So we can say you've operated since 2013, and sometimes we see these programs and say people say, "Well, when's it ending?" Well, that's the big thing about this is that it's going to be sustained forever.
Yeah, that's the intention, that the dollars that they originally left in their estates are invested wisely and ideally grown for the long term to keep up with, things keep costing more as we go forward. So to keep up with the needs of the day, and that a portion will grant out for these great causes every year, for as long as we can predict.